أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن يوم الفصل ميقاتهم أجمعين.
In the previous ayat, Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala explained the results of the people's actions in the year after. That is how a person believed, lived in this world, he believed, he did righteous deeds, what his results will be. And on the other hand, those people who did not believe, what their results will be. So again, Allah reiterates that same subject at the end of the surah, so that it can sit properly fast in the mind of the people, and they can live their lives for the real object of life, and that is the akhirah. So Allah Ta'ala says, Inna yawm al-fasli miqatuhum ajma'in. Tahqeeq faisla ka din wa'ada hai un sabka. Allah says the day of decision making, that is the day of Qiyamah, is a promise that Allah Ta'ala has made for all people. That is, live your life continuously keeping in mind the day of Qiyamah. When it will be decided whether you are going to Jannat or whether you are going to Jahannam. That is the most important thing in a person's life. He must center all his things around this theme of the Akhirat, of the day of Qiyamah. That what will be my condition on that day. That will be such a day, يَوْمَ لَا يُغْنِي مَوْلًا عَمْ مَوْلًا شَيْئًا وَلَا هُمْ يُنصَرُونَ. جس دن کام نہ آئے کوئی رفیق کسی رفیق کے کچھ بھی اور نہ ان کو مدد پہنچے. It will be such a day that no friend will be able to help any friend. No guardian will be able to help his subject. That is, no father will be able to help his children. No children will be able to help their fathers. In fact, as in another ayat, Allah makes it clear, everyone will be running away from one another. There is no question, every person will stand for himself. Only his amal, his actions, and that is the opportunity Allah has given us in this dunya, not to build mansions and make bank balances and have over all properties, etc. But Allah has put us in this world to prepare for the day of Qiyamah. And then nobody is going to support us. It will be only we and our amal. And there won't be any help that will be forthcoming also. Yeah, a person will stand completely on his own feet, and really not on his own feet also, but on his own amal, and especially his beliefs. So that is what a person must be concerned about all the time. Illa man rahim Allah, magar jis par rahmat kare Allah. However, on whom Allah shows his mercy, that person will have support. And the first people on whom Allah will show mercy will be the people of Iman. On them Allah will show His mercy. And Allah Ta'ala will lend His support to those people. Allah will allow intercession of the ulama for those people. The intercession of the huffaz for those people. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's intention will intercession will be allowed for those people. So there will be great help for those people who died with Iman. إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ. بِيشَكْ وَهِيَ زَبَرْدَسْتْ رَحَمْ وَعَلَىٰ. Undoubtedly it is Allah alone that is all powerful. And in that power of His, He will use His mercy even for the sinners, but those who had Iman and who died with Iman. And He is most merciful. His power is such that it will not control His mercy. Mercy will be unlimited of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So the most important thing is that a person must be see that his Iman remains intact. And especially in the present times, the whole attack is on Iman at the moment. The Iman is being attacked from all four sides. And many people who are still pabund with their five times namaz, but they don't realize Iman has been taken away with wrong beliefs of Shias, of Qadianis. And if a person gets the beliefs of the Salafis or the modernists, then all this will erode all that amal also. So it is extremely important that a person must be concerned. And amal consolidate our Iman. And if we don't have amal, iman becomes weaker and is open to attack at all the time from shaitan. So therefore, a person has to do his amal to protect his iman also. Inna shajarat al-zakum, muqarrar darakh sehind ka. Undoubtedly the tree of zakum. This is a very, very bitter tree. It is a tree that grows in Jahannam and spreads its branches throughout the whole of Jahannam. It is very ugly also, very bitter also, and very the taste of it is also very terrible. On the other hand, in Jannah, there is the tree of Tuba. It spreads its branches also through the whole of Jannah, which is extremely beautiful also, extremely sweet and tasty also. However, this tree of Zakum, which is in Jahannam, it will be a tree Ta'amul Athim. Khana hai gunahgar ka. It will be the food of the sinners. The people who did wrong and will enter Jahannam, they will have to eat that very ugly tree also. They will have to eat which is very bitter also, and which looks also very horrible. But they will have no choice. When their hunger will know no limits whatsoever, then they will be forced to eat this. Kalmuhl, jaise pigla hua tamba. And it will go down in the stomach. A person will consume it, eat it, like melted copper. Like who can ever think of copper which is melted, which is extremely hot, very, very hot, and that has to go down, and a person has to eat it. It will be like that. Yugli fil butun, kholta hai peto mein, and it will be boiling in the stomach. Like hot, very extremely boiling hot, it will go down and it will be boiling in the stomach as well. Kagalil hamim, jaise kholta pani, like water which is boiling, like that. Normally, yeah, in this world, sometimes if we take something very hot, like tea or something, it burns the tongue. But the minute it goes down into the gullet, then that burning sensation gets finished. But there it will remain till in the stomach also. That terribly hot burning sensation will remain till in the stomach. And further, with all this punishment, it will be told to him, it will be said for him, خُذُوهُ وَفَعَتِلُوهُ إِلَى سَوَاءِ الْجَحِيمِ. Pakro usko, aur dhakel kar le jao, beecho beech, dozakh ke. Catch hold of him and take him and thrust him into the very depths of Jahannam. Not only on the side where the punishment will be a bit lighter, but where the worst punishment will be. Catch hold of him. In another ayat, tie him up with 70 meters of rope and then throw him into the fire of Jahannam. This order is a great adab on its own, and the physical execution of it, what, how much more worse won't that be? Thumma subbu fawqa ra'sihi min adabil hamim. Phir dalo uske sir par jalte hue jalte pani ka adab, and then pour upon his head hot boiling water's azab. Yeah, one drop of water, we just burn a little bit with something. Sometimes even making wudu and the water is gone a bit too hot and it burns us. That also we feel so difficult. But yeah, this hot boiling water of Jahannam, which nothing of this world can compare to, it will be said, pour it down on his head. Dhuq. And it will be told him further, taste now. What must you taste? Innaka antal azizul kareem. Tu hi hai bara izzat wala sardar. Yes, in the world you thought, I'm a great man. I order this and I order that. You are very proud and haughty also. You thought everything is in your control. Now see what is the result. And there a person will realize in akhirat that this dunya's life was not even a life of 2 minutes. It was even less than 2 minutes. And for that while, I thought I'm a big, proud, haughty man. And the way I carried on in my family, in my business, amongst the people, the way I thought there is nobody like me. Yes, you are that person. Taste now of the folly of your actions. See what has happened of what you did in this world. Inna hadha ma kuntum bihi tamtarun. Ye wahi hai jisme tum dhoka mein pare the. This is that very same thing in which you were in doubts about. So a person must be very careful. The doubts that are created in deen, today Shaitan's great effort also, and many people write that they are having doubts in deen, because we expose ourselves to such environments, whether it's at schools and universities, whether it's at the workplace, an anti-Islamic environment, where the media today, we can't live without the TV, and the TV is spitting venom, poison right in our own homes. We are paying for it, we allowing it, and then we get doubts in our hearts. We don't associate with ulama, we don't sit in the gatherings of ta'aleem. These are places where our iman is strengthened. But we are engaged in the wrong things which weaken our iman. And then we are suspect to all these attacks all the time. And when they come upon us, we have got no defense against those things. And then our iman is attacked and we are in doubts. Whether it is all the various different isms today, Shiism, modernism, Salafism, whatever it might be, or whether it comes from the Christian church also. Today there are many therapies, etc., and these things also come from the Christian church, and taking a person on a journey, etc., and behind it lies Satanism. All these things are raising the evil and ugly hates in our societies, and we must be very careful. If a person loses his iman, everything is lost. And on the other hand then, Allah Ta'ala explains about the muttaqeen, the believers, and what their great rewards will be.